our final Talking Trees segment here. And John, I want to keep going on the conversation we had started about your service of Christmas tree lighting. Y'all will go string lights and trees for people. But what about tree selection? Is there one particular species of tree that you prefer over another one for Christmas tree lighting? I mean, do you prefer a mesquite or a mulberry? Is one particularly better than the other for a light effect?
Well, it's interesting because if they do have some nice architectural variety, you know, you can wrap the trunks. We do a lot of trunk wraps, so that looks really dramatic. But it's got to be tied in with the canopy, because you don't want this this trunk wrap that's all dramatic and there's not much above it, or to have the lights kind of hovering above a bare trunk. So you kind of want to blend the two together. You know, have the trunk wrap go high enough up in the canopy so that the lights in the canopy go down below the height of that trunk wrap, so it's all tied together. But you want trees that are probably in the 20 to 25 foot range. Above that, it gets pretty difficult to do. We can do the larger trees as well, but it takes a lot of lights to do those larger trees, and of course special equipment to get up there. We do hang them all from the outside. We don't have climbers up inside the trees. Often coming out to the branch edges, we hang from the outside. So we're using either ladders or, in the case of larger trees, maybe a bucket truck to get up to those higher areas. Then we drape the lights from the outside. But there's a real art and science to it, and it's a fun project to do. Of course, the typical Christmas tree is amazing too, to be able to have a beautiful cone, you know, conical pyramid shaped. Conifer, those lend themselves beautifully to getting lit up, but any tree, even the multi-trunk desert trees, look absolutely stunning when they have a lot of lights in and around. We've got some really great colored lights and different patterns and different combinations of different colors to give a really striking effect, depending on what you're wanting. Do a little bit of up lighting too. We do some pathway and street lighting, as well as the edge of the homes, the eaves of the house as well. So we try to tie all that together along with the tree trimming. We're wanting to kind of tie it into the overall landscape as well.
I've gotten a little aggressive with my Christmas tree lighting. I hate putting nails in my home, and you know, we still put a little one, but where it's really gotten is now that my trees have developed, all the decorations have moved to it. The mulberries are fun because we'll wrap the trunk in one color, and they're deciduous, so a lot of the leaves are falling off by this time. But we'll pick a branch and we'll do the branch in one color, and just that one, and then we'll take another one and
do another color.
At night, you know, it's just these random
colored branches,
right? Instead of it being like draped and trenched around the outside,
I like that. Yeah,
you've
like
got this
sure
tree with no leaves, and then at night it's this, you can't even see the trunk, and there's just these strange light structures.
It's the limit is your imagination, because we have some commercial clients as well who've come knocking this year, and we're doing some really kind of innovative stuff in some of their entryways, and so we've got some really great plans in the next year or two. To expand that service to bring some really dramatic displays. We have our Denver branch has done some amazing things at their botanical garden, and they've been working in there for many years and expanded to be really a top 10 holiday display in all the country. And it's pretty cool. If you want to get on online, you can just go to treecare.com. And I believe there's a button right there on that landing page that will take you right to the holiday decor, and you'll be able to see a lot of the photos of the different work that we do, both residentially and commercially across the country.
And wrapping up the last 2 minutes, you had wanted to talk about, you know, just recapturing one more time the long summer. You know, it was a strenuous year on a lot of these trees.
Well, you know,
you mentioned losing
just,
some.
Just this last couple of days, I've seen some trees that that died this summer, and there was a bunch of them that just some of these were in areas that didn't have a lot of water, but during a normal year, they would rely upon seasonal rain and they would just survive. These just didn't make it. They absolutely didn't make it. So there's four or five of these beautiful trees in this this easement just beyond our customer's home, and they're all dead. And it's just really, really quite a shame. But it made me just think how grateful we are for this cooler weather, as it's finally, I think winter has finally come. And it kind of came with a vengeance this week, you know, dropping from 90 to 60 in about 3 days. That's just, isn't that just like Arizona? You know, we get, when it does come, you know, it's this big plummet in temperature, and hopefully we'll be ready for the frost that's no doubt going to be around the corner in the next few weeks. Get ready for a little bit of frost cloth. Be sure you're stocking up. Sometimes by the time you need it,
they're gone.
All the nurseries are sold out. So be sure you know, get a little frost cloth if you plan to use some this winter, and have that on hand so that when we do get that cold snap, that you'll be ready to cover those frost sensitive.
And what you want to look for is any night that's going to be below about 30 degrees for two or three extended hours. That's your risk point.
Yeah, that's your risk point, yep. And then those back-to-back-to-back nights of those freezing temperatures, that will also have that same effect too. So.
And if somebody would like to schedule an arborist, it's?
Savatree.com, SAVATREE.com.
John Eisenhower, ISA Certified Arborist. Thanks for talking trees.
You bet.